Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, and here we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. So today we are diving into a conversation I hold close: the intersection of mentorship, motherhood, and what I call multi-purpose living. So let's start here. You don't have to choose one title. You are not just your job. You are not just someone's parent or spouse or coach. You are a full, multifaceted person. And for me, mentorship didn't start in an office setting. It started in the kitchen, at church, during youth group, car rides, quiet prayers, and hard lessons passed down by women who knew how to survive and thrive. As I have come to grow in my career, I've carried those lessons with me and I paid them forward. Now, let's be real. Being a mentor while, raising children, leading teams, coaching, and managing a life can feel like sometimes you are juggling glass. I became a mom at 15, and becoming a mother at 15 was incredibly hard, which is such an understatement. It wasn't something I planned, and it wasn't easy, but it became a refining fire for me. It forced me to grow up really fast, love deeply, and advocate fiercely. Now, I would never glamorize that path, but I honor the strength it pulled out of me, the resilience it pulled out of me. Later in life, I mentored women navigating similar transitions, becoming new moms, starting over, or stepping into a leadership role for the first time. Multi-purpose living means I don't segment my life, I integrate it. My children see me lead. My teams hear me talk about grace and, making mistakes and working on it together. My mentees know I'm still learning too. There's a level of humility that you have to bring to a mentor relationship. And here is also what I've learned, that mentorship was never about hierarchy. It is about humility. It's about presence, and it's about showing up even when you're tired and being honest about when you're tired, right? It is allowing someone to see your humanity and your scars while you lead, and saying to them that I'm here in this with you. Let's figure it out together. So whether you're mentoring a student, you're mothering a child, you're showing up for your nieces and nephews, you're guiding a team, or just simply being a steady presence in someone else's life, it's enough. You're doing enough, and the way you show up in your fullness is a gift to everyone around you. And I hope you know that. Let me also say this, because I think we've touched on it in a few episodes. It's okay not to do it all. There's a myth that success means being everything to everyone all the time. But sometimes success looks like rest, like delegation. Like saying, not today. You are allowed to honor your limits and your boundaries, and you are still powerful even when you pause. So, here are three takeaways to carry with you this week. Number one, integrate. Don't compartmentalize. You don't have to wear different masks in different spaces. I want you to be fully you. Let your values, your strength flow through every role you hold. Number two, show up even imperfectly. Whether as a mentor, a leader, or a parent, presence matters more than polish. Let me say that again. Presence matters more than polish. People remember that you were there, not that you had the perfect words. I can't tell you how many times, you know, whether it's in a meeting or standing in front of an audience or even on this podcast, that I flubbed a word or had to go back and say, like, it's okay. People want your authentic self, not polish. And number three, make room for multi-purpose living. If that is what you want, if this is what you want, then you've got to make room for it. You are allowed to be layered. Give yourself grace to be both professional and personal, both powerful and nurturing, both strong and soft. Multi-purpose living isn't messy. It's meaningful. So as we close, keep in mind, you don't have to shrink to fit into a box. You were built to overflow. Keep living fully and keep leading with heart. So on next week's episode of The Table I Built, we're switching it up a bit. Episode 9 is a bonus Q&A episode where I'm answering your questions. Everything from leadership to healing to setback, how I started over, clarity, courage. I'm going there. No script, just truth. So bring your notebook, your coffee, your heart. It's a conversation you don't want to miss. Now, if you are connected to me on any social platform, feel free to DM me a question that you might have, or you can put it in the Spotify comment section and I'll see it there. Lastly, you can also email me at theconcreteroseglobal@gmail.com. So I'm looking forward to your questions and having a great conversation. Like, remember, keep leading with heart and be completely and authentically you all the way. Have a great day.